If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The original travel influencer, and JohnnyJet.com is the site for all things travel. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How you doing?
Well, I'm wondering if Heathrow has recovered, because even under normal circumstances, that can be a mess.
Yeah, what a mess. I try to avoid Heathrow, just because every time you go to land in Heathrow, I mean, you have to circle. Have you ever not circled landing in Heathrow?
I don't think that's ever been done. Once.
She goes almost every time we circle, and she does it every week.
Yeah, yeah. Are they back to normal today?
Yeah, it looks like it. I'm looking at flightaware.com, which tells you all the delays and cancellations around the world, and they're not even in the top 20 right now. They're about 20. So they only have two canceled flights today. And 39 delayed.
That's pretty good, especially for them. We were talking about Southwest and how they're charging for bags now. And what's Frontier doing? They're kind of taking a swipe at Southwest, aren't they?
Yeah. They announced that they are going to allow, I think there's certain fares that will allow free bags. I mean, Frontier is desperate. They're trying to get some business right now. It's a very smart move. I actually do not know the exact details, but I did see the headlines about them piggybacking off of it. And I think American and United have a fair with it, too.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think Southwest did that? It seemed that they were pretty successful promoting the fact that, you know, bags fly free.
I know exactly why they did that. It's all about money. They got these investors from Florida came in, and they bought 10 or 11% of the company, and they started making all these changes. They added people to the board. They got rid of the CEO, and they started saying, they want to make a big bucks on their return quickly. That's what they want to do. They come in, they buy companies, they make all these changes, and then they sell it. So you could expect Southwest to probably merge with someone or buy a smaller company like Frontier, but it's terrible what they did. They've really destroyed that airline. It is now no longer unique. I mean, they're going to lose a lot of business because of this.
You know, whenever we flew Southwest, I was really struck by the people, their attitude, their personality, so great,
totally.
Very different, and I'm sure that was your experience too.
Definitely. The flight attendants were some of the funniest, nicest flight attendants. And listen, I'm still hearing reports that they still are, some of them, but I'm also hearing the opposite, that, you know, their morale has just been killed. Even the pilots, I have friends that work there, even in baggage, who've been there 23 years, and they're like, the company's been destroyed. The founder, one of the co-founders, he literally is rolling in his grave right now because he cannot believe what happened to his baby.
Yeah, that guy Herb, right? He was an innovator.
Yeah, Herb Teller.
Yeah, and you know, you'd even you'd pull up, and even the baggage handlers out front for Southwest, they had that spirit too. That's too bad.
They all did.
Yeah, everybody did. They're charging for bags everywhere, but what about giving us affordable or free Wi-Fi? I know American has been testing a few things.
American does everything but give you free Wi-Fi. They just came out that they're going to start testing it at like three routes. Fortunately for you guys, there is one Miami to Chicago, but it's also Charlotte to Durham, which is like a really short flight, and also to Jacksonville, which again is like only an hour and a half, if that. But American, you know, when I fly American, which is a lot, they charge $25, $29 for Wi-Fi for a flight, while the other one, Southwest, is $8. United's $8 for Mileage Plus members. $8 on Alaska. JetBlue's free. Delta's free if you're a member of their SkyMiles, which is, it takes a minute to sign up, and it's free. So always sign up for those airline freaking flyer numbers accounts, just because. I mean, you should sign up for every loyalty program for hotels and everything, because you get all kinds of perks, like free Wi-Fi, you know, depending on the hotel and stuff, you can get other perks as well.
For $25, I'm happy to not be dealing with my phone for a few hours. John, before I forget, I have to thank you because we were buying an American Airlines ticket online recently, and I got to that page where they say, we'll give you a seat now, but you have to pay for it, or we'll assign you one for free at the gate. And I immediately remembered what you said. Don't fall for it. Let them assign you a seat, right?
Exactly. Well, it all depends on the type of person you are. Like, if you, like, I sometimes have claustrophobia, so I want an aisle in the bulkhead or the exit row, so I will pay for it. But if you don't care, then don't assign it. My sister-in-law just came in from Canada, and I looked at the flight load before. It was wide open. I said, do not pay $55 or $65 for a seat. She ended up, her and her daughter got, you know, they had a, the plane was half empty. I mean, a lot of Canadians are not coming to the U.S. right now. So that's why I also knew it. I said, do not bother spending money. But and America always tries to sucker you for more legroom. They make it seem like, oh, get a better seat. And they show, like, green. And it's just the front of the plane. I mean, the first three rows are usually more legroom. But they're also selling ones that are not more legroom. And they make it seem like it. So just, you got to really... You can do your homework and double check. And America's doing a little bit better job than they used to. They used to really sucker people. But real quick, I just did check for Frontier Airlines. They are offering a free bag with a promo code free bag, all caps, between May 28th to August 18th. So they are going after the Southwest passengers.
All right. I hope more airlines do that. Here in Chicago, the airports are buzzing. It's spring break time. The Department of Aviation expecting more than 3.5 million people to pass through O'Hare and Midway between now and March 31st. That's up about 4% from last year. And this is one of the things I've noticed. They're making passengers close the extension on bags a lot. You know what I'm talking about? If you have a suitcase where you can zip an extension open to give you more room. But are the airlines cracking down on this?
It all depends. Like, you know, I see these stories, especially from low fare carriers in Europe and here, including Spirit, where if it doesn't fit in that seat, that bag sizer right at the gate, they will say sorry, and then you know it fits in there. First of all, it is a joke, but it's a money grab. Frontier and Spirit, they were it was revealed that the gate agents were getting a piece of it, because if you buy the low fare airline, I'm not the low fare, the lowest fare on them, they will charge you up to $100 just to bring the bag onto the plane to use the overhead locker. And the gate agents were making $10 to $20 per time. So they would even, there's videos of people saying, showing that their actual bag actually fit. But the gate agents are like, sorry, it doesn't fit. And they're like, am I in an alternate universe right now? I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of times they will offer to check it free, to gate check it, right? They do that a lot.
Well, not those low fare carriers, but yes, United and Delta will.
And is it my imagination, or are there not enough clocks in an airport? You'd think in any airport there would be a clock every 5 feet because, you know, it's so important. But what is it? Is it like Las Vegas? They don't want you to know what time it is?
Maybe. I never noticed it. I just look at my watch and my phone, and I also always set alerts. So if I do have a long layover, I set an alarm on my phone to make sure I don't miss it, because I've done it before.
So
I set an alarm on your phone.
Well, check that out. You may have a story for your newsletter. Here's something everybody needs to know about new rules affecting Americans. And this is about European trips. What do we need to know?
Well, you know, you need a travel authorization. Although the European ones, they just last week delayed it by a year. But if you're going to the UK, you still need to. It's not a visa, but when you go to Australia, you need to apply for a visa, and you do it quickly on your phone. Same thing with this one. It's the same price right now. Actually, the UK's price goes up in 2 weeks. Right now, it's £12. And it's 10 pounds, and it's going to 16 pounds on April 16th. So 16 pounds is $20, almost 21. And to go to Australia, we just went a few months ago, and it was $80 for the four of us. So, yeah, it's almost the same price. And you have to do it in advance. You download their app, You have to scan your passport and then take a picture of your face. I haven't done the UK one. It's brand new. But how the Australians does it. It's really quick. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty amazing, the technology. And they'll give you a response usually right away, but they say up to 3 days. But it's good for 2 years.
The delay you referred to, that's known as ETIAS. It's going to launch last quarter of 2026, and that's a travel authorization for all of Europe. Is that right?
For the, I think it's for the 29 other countries.
Okay,
so not for all of Europe. It's for the European Union. Sorry.
Got it.
Yeah, it's for the European Union, so not all the countries.
So for now, all that people need to be concerned about is if they're going to the UK, right?
Definitely. And listen, be careful when you Google this stuff, because there's a lot of scammers out there who pose, even for Australia and thing, where they make it seem like it's the official website. They copy the website, and they have URLs that are similar. Make sure you're getting the official website or app to do this. Otherwise, you're going to get suckered, and when you arrive, they can send you back. I watch that border security on YouTube, the Australian show. Mm-hmm. You can watch there. It's great, but last week I was watching an American went over. He applied for the wrong visa. They put him right back on a plane. He just flew 15 hours. He's got to fly. He had to fly 15 hours again.
You're kidding. Wow.
So, they don't mess around. So make sure, because he was going to work and he didn't have the right visa, but don't mess around.
Yeah, don't mess around. Stick with the facts on johnnyjet.com and sign up for the free newsletter. And my wife wants you to look at her Instagram.
Oh, my God, I forgot.
Yeah, she's posted.
I've been neglecting Instagram lately.
Well, she's got this little video about something she discovered that is in my backpack that she thinks is amusing. Other people are they're not laughing, but anyway, her Instagram is Havana Girl. It's Johnny Jet.
I'm gonna look
thank
right
you.
Now.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Happy travels to you.
Thank you. Take care.